Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
To the guide Liverpool with Jay. Hi, morning to you, Jay.
I love the way it's called Steve Hothersall's Kickoff. You're probably the person least likely to kick off.
On anyone.
On anyone.
No, there's no point, is there? Maybe it's with reference to a football.
Yes, I think it probably
I'm the
is,
least likely person to kick a football. despite loving my football, I'm not very good at it anyway. Right, there's tons going on in Liverpool and Merseyside over the next 7 days. So how do we condense it into 10 minutes? We do it with theguideliverpool.com. And Jay's literally run off his feet. It's poor cameraman, Dave.
No, it's going to be a busy summer. It's normally around this time, you know, early March, mid-March, that all the events get announced for the summer and the lineups for the festivals get announced. Big one yesterday. They've announced, obviously, this year sees one of the most iconic and influential albums of all time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club 1050. So there's big, big plans. This has kind of been in the pipeline for about 12 months now. They announced it all yesterday at a big launch party. There's going to basically be 13 events, and every single event has got a theme, and that theme is one of the tracks on the album. So the 13 songs on the album kind of umbrella each event. So if you've got a favourite song, you want to go and see it brought to life from that album, you can do. It's from May until June, 2 weeks, and it's going to be huge. They're all world premieres, 13 world premieres, all happening right here in Liverpool.
Think about the work that goes into that. That is massive, isn't it?
But some of the events are kind of like mini festivals in themselves. So you've got locations like the Royal Court, Ainsbury Racecourse, Walton Picture House, which is brilliant, all getting involved. So the whole city coming together to put this on.
Brilliant stuff. Sgt. Pepper Party. Yes. It's been headlined as today. Right, loads of other parties going on. Earlier this week, you were at an Aintree party. Now, each and every year, they do a media launch for the Aintree, the Grand National. Of course, the Randox Health Grand National this year. And each year, it just gets bigger, a little bit slicker and better.
10 million people watch it. Unbelievable, isn't it? This is the 170th Grand National. It's 20 years
as well.
That's
not worldwide, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
It must be more than 10 million
worldwide.
Well,
I thought that when I seen it, but apparently 10 million, yeah.
Because you would think that if it's on... So is it still... It's on Channel 4, is it? Has it moved off Channel
4?
It's moved
now to ITV for the first time this year, yeah.
So it's still terrestrial TV. You'd expect 5 million in Britain to watch it,
wouldn't you? In Britain alone, maybe, yeah.
But I'm sure more than 10 million.
Are people interested in the States and stuff about the Grand National? They must be.
I don't know, because the Melbourne Gold Cup gets massive viewers here. There's races in the Far East as well that, you know, people watch that take centre stage. The Arc de Triomphe, people get involved in that.
Be good to see if anyone's ever on holiday, if it's broadcast anywhere. You know, in a little bar in Dubai or something.
Be on BN Sports over in Dubai, wouldn't it? Or Down Under on Fox or whatever. So this year, what have they done to sort of make it a bit slicker for the different days?
Well, obviously, Grand Opening Day is the first day, so that's kind of the quieter one. I think that's all about the racing Grand Opening Day. Friday, as always, is all about Ladies' Day. And then Saturday is the big one, the Grand National Festival. This year, a few little changes. They got the Red Rum Garden, because it's 40 years since Red Rum's third Grand National victory. And as well as that, they changed the restaurants. The main restaurant in there is called 1839. Now, of course, the first year it all kicked off. It's going to be a big one, because there's a lot of different anniversaries. One of the anniversaries they mentioned, it's 20 years since the bomb scare. Which I don't know if they celebrated that or what, but it was interesting to
see.
Part
of its history, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. We kind of got a little sneak tour around the behind the scenes of Aintree Racecourse. We went into the jockeys' changing rooms. Everything was dead small, as you can imagine. we went onto the scales. We went into the adjudicator's room where they kind of see who's won and whatever. It was fascinating to see, and obviously the starting preparations already, so all the beer's getting delivered, all the wine getting delivered, the marquees are going up. 2 weeks today it all kicks off. It's going to be big. But this year, Sam Queck, who gets an MBE tomorrow from the Wirral, she's going to be Ladies' Day Ambassador and a style contest judge.
Yeah, me personally, I'm very much, you know, one who I'm quite understated, but I think I'm going to be looking at, you know, women who've just gone out of just a little bit more out the way, who, you know, you can feel their character through what they've wore. So, as I say, I think it'll depend on the day what we come across.
Is Sam judging then?
She's judging.
Head
judge. She is, but she's also bringing her jungle campmates with her. So Carol Vorderman is going to be coming into the National.
She's so celeb.
She said on the launch, she's staying in ours. So yeah, they'll be there and a judge on Friday for Ladies' Day, Sam Queck, which will be great. You can win a Range Rover on Friday. So dress up to the nines, yes, big prize.
Matt, either male or female, just the best dressed person,
I think
is it?
It's just the girls.
Is it?
Yeah.
A bloke won it the other year, I'm sure.
I think it's a different competition, though.
Oh,
I've always wondered that. I always try and dress up enough to see if I could do it.
Well, blokes, spend some money on your girls. You might win a Range Rover.
Exactly.
They might win it for you. Yeah. Just a quick thought on the Grand National. And John Baker, who's the MD, there told me once that those 3 days of racing pay for the entire year of the race course.
They must do that.
So
mustn't
all
they?
The other little events they have don't really add anything sort of financially, but those 3 days literally keep Aintree Racecourse in profit for the year.
But if you think of how many people are there and how much they must spend, you know, and I think it's sold out now, Saturday
it's
and Friday.
The beer
this
and
year.
The champers yeah. and the food
it's
and
the whole
bets
affair. And obviously that spills out, which I love, into Liverpool, into the region, because people are obviously staying here. The restaurants do really well. It's a great weekend. And lots of restaurants and stuff that I've got offers on. We've got details on our site on theguideliverpool.com.
Okay, this weekend, it's Mother's Day.
It is. It's all about our Mars. And there's tons happening, as always, in Liverpool, as you can imagine. It's a big day, Mother's Day, for lots of ladies just to go out and have a few drinks. But there's tons of offers on around town. I've just picked out a few. Tribeca, I've got a bottomless Prosecco. If you buy any pizza, you get bottomless Prosecco all day long.
You drink as much as you want.
Drink as much as you want, yeah. It's really, really popular now, this bottomless Prosecco thing. Flying the Loaf, I've got a gin tasting with afternoon tea, if you want to get your mum that. These are all good gift ideas as well. Hangar 34 in the Baltic, they've got a ladies' night on with a few male strippers. So if your mum's, you know, wants to go and get involved in that.
What sort of mums are going to that?
You never know, Steve, you're in Liverpool. Hilton Pima Bar, they've got fizz and live music courtesy of a great swing sinker. I think you've had him on. Alan Cross is going to be on. Savina on Duke Street, your mums eat free. There's tons. But then Lee Butler of Radio City, the legend, he's got his own day on, his own night on. It's at MYL at a Loft Hotel, which is a great venue, stunning venue. It's an old bank. And he's playing club classics with cocktails between 5 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Sunday for all the mums.
Can you say that's a treat for any mum?
To
go and meet Lee
it
Butler.
It really is.
On
that'll be
on
busy,
Mother's
that.
Day.
That'll
It'll be shocking. He's a mother's favourite.
He's whitening his teeth as we speak in preparation.
My gym I go to, and I do a class a couple of times a week. It's called Hour of Power. And the lady who runs it, Jackie, she's amazing. She's super fit. Super, super fit. She knows where I work. And one day she came up to me. You know, like people don't like asking you for things. And she said, is there any chance you could get Lee Butler to come and do this class?
Have you asked him?
I did ask him. He said, yeah, I'll come sometime. Brilliant. I thought she could have asked for anyone. But
he's
no,
always
Lee
in the
Butler
gym as well.
Is the one she wants. Right, you're going to give a mention to Threshold Festival.
Yeah, Threshold Festival. This is next week. So this is kind of the first little music festival that happens in Liverpool. It's 5 years old now. It's really local. It celebrates grassroots music and art. Lots of local musicians on there. Lots of like visual art to go and see as well. It takes over the Baltic Triangle. So if you've never been and explored the Baltic Triangle, this is a great way to do it because it kind of uses lots of different venues within the Baltic Triangle. It comes alive for 3 days. So it's next Friday until the Sunday, so the 31st until the 2nd. I think a weekend pass is like 10 or 15 quid or something. But it is a great local little festival to go and support. We spoke to Amelia to find out more.
We're a multi-arts festival that happens every year in Liverpool, and this year it's 31st of March till the 2nd of April, and we have some fantastic music artists on. We have visual art, we have performance art, lots of different things going on.
Oh, I tell you what, we're going to get more information on that tomorrow in Sound of Merseyside as well, because I think they're coming in for that. So, brilliant. Good on them. Great promotion for a festival that's growing all the time. Anything else you want to add on?
Of course, Rossi is boxing on Saturday. Rossi of Radio City 2 in Box on the Docks.
And Scott Hughes.
And Scott Hughes as well.
Against the Milk
City.
Tray Man. Isn't that brilliant?
Wonder who will win.
The Milk Tray Man is about 6'3", and Scott Hughes is about 5'3".
He gives a good dig, you know.
Yeah.
And he's all right, Scott Hughes, yeah. But that's at the Titanic Hotel, and it's all for Zachary Nine, which is a great charity, and Cash for Kids, of course.
Can you still just get into that?
I think
there
might be some tickets available. I'm not too sure, to be honest. Don't quote me on that, but we'll put some info on the guide.
Are you going to support him?
Well, we're going to be filming there, yes. We're going to try and get some of the fights.
I can see this next week.
To be able to see Rossi in action. We'll put last year's up as well. We've got footage of that too. Rossi's brilliant. He's so good, yeah.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.